Hi there, how you doing? This is the American Rebel, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is Mr. P, Motivator, the American Rebel. And I'm back. Yes, I am back for a little bit of time here. And I have, it takes me a while to get some material, new material in, to listen in and see what's happening out there for you folks, to basically just illustrate to you what's going on out there based on human behavior and the way human behavior and human tendencies, and then what's going on with in regards to our government, and what's going on in regards to our society, in regards to our government, especially in this time where we have a questionable president-elect, where it is evident that there is a stolen election happening, and that there's a fight going on in order to make everyone's vote, actually one's real vote count, not the fake votes, the real votes count. And that's what's really important in regards to the American Rebel, is that the real, it doesn't matter. See, this is my point on this, folks. You know, yes, I am going to say this. I would like to see Donald Trump become president again for another 4 years. I am going to say that. That is my bias in regard to it. But as the American Rebel, I have to put that aside. Again, as the American Rebel, I have to put that aside because, see, it's not about Donald Trump. It's about it's about America. And when it comes to America, then it comes more than just an idea, just one person. It's bigger than one person. It's bigger than one person. It's more of an ideal. You get what I'm saying? It's an ideal. And I'm telling you, folks, that basically when I talk about America first, I mean America first. I don't mean Donald Trump first. I don't mean Mitch McConnell first. I'm talking about America first. And it is far known now, and from his own words, that Joe Biden does not want America first in any way. He wants his own agenda and his own party first. He has said it out of his mouth numerous times. So when I talk about this, it's about ideal. It's not about, you know, something. It's not just about a bias, because a bias is put aside for a professional purpose. And this professional purpose is to defend an ideal, not a person. Because not one person is America. Not one party is America. Not one ideal is America. Not one way is America. America is basically keeping your own money, being able to have the power for your own future, not unrestricted, not restricted by government, not encroaching on your beliefs, not even encroaching on your success, that your ability to succeed for yourself, and not a big government, and not for big government that just takes care of people, a nanny state, a welfare state. So when I talk about this, it comes from the heart, okay? And the one thing I want to talk to you about, and this is a human rehab / American Rebel. This is a human rehab / American Rebel, okay? And this is what's called, I call, alliances are temporary, loyalty is forever. Okay? Alliances are temporary, loyalty is forever. Now, you're asking me, Mr. Petey, Motivator, what are you asking about? What are you talking about here? What are you talking about when you say alliances are temporary, loyalty is forever? I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. See, a loyalty is you're loyal to somebody. A dog is loyal to the owner because he takes care of him and he rubs his neck and gives him a little bone and feeds him table scraps. And takes care of him, washes them, and they can't wait for that person to come back at home. You know, the dog is that loyal. Dog's a loyal mutt. You know, it's loyal, right? I mean, I, as a married man, have a loyalty to my wife, which means no matter how good looking a woman is, I have to be able to be loyal to my wife. But knowing full well that even though there's more beautiful women out there, you have to be loyal. Loyalty is forever. If you have a loyalty, it's forever. In Christian faith, you have a loyalty to Jesus Christ and God. See, God and Jesus have a loyalty to us that's forever. So when we develop a loyalty to Jesus Christ and God, well, then our lives are fundamentally better. It's unbreakable. You know, a friend's loyalty. If you've been with a friend for years and years and years, no matter how much you disagree with them, no matter how much you get in big fights about with them and certain things, you can always be loyal to that person, even though you have a change. You don't agree with everything they say. And that loyalty is forever. That loyalty is forever when you carry on that relationship for that friend. And you have that friend for years and years and years and years. So no matter what's going on with your life, you still keep in touch with them. Loyalty is forever. However, alliances are temporary. Alliances are temporary. And here's my point on that. I am a big reality show buff on the original reality shows. Not these, these spin-offs and other stuff on it. I'm talking about actual original shows like Survivor and Amazing Race. And Survivor, Amazing Race are just two of the ones that I love to watch. Hell's Kitchen, it's about the same thing. You know, they have alliances in there. And what happens is alliances are based on who's going to get you further. And what's gonna get you further in the game? See, alliances are for power and position. Again, alliances are used for power and position. Alliances, this is important, folks. Alliances are for power and position. Governments have alliances with countries. The United Nations, and I'm saying this right now, the United Nations is full of countries that are in alliance with jihadist and terrorist states. Why? For power and position. Because they, since the jihadists and the Al Qaeda are out there, they position themselves to be with them for the main fact that, and not two things in Iran. They aligned themselves with Iran and North Korea. Why? Because they hold a power. Iran and North Korea have a power of position in the world. They do, and therefore countries like France and Germany and all these other countries, they have alliances with Iran and North Korea. And they use it for basically for power and position. In Survivor, the game, where people are basically stranded on a island all by themselves. 31 people are put on an island for 32 people are put in for like 33 days, and each week someone's voted out. Each week someone is voted out. And these people create alliances of who they think is going to be the strongest. They're not going to make an alliance with the person that's the strongest. They may make an alliance with the person that they think is the strongest or the most influential. Why? Because it gets them further in the game. So they're not eliminated early in the game. And then the alliances then the strong alliances that start in the game, if you've watched Survivor, like I've watched Survivor, later on as the weaker people and the most irritating people outside alliance are discarded, all of a sudden now, when it's mostly the people in the alliance in one group, all of a sudden now there's like one or two people are not in alliance. But now they're starting to see the people in their own alliance plotting to get rid of them off the island, to get them out of the game, to backstab them, to backstab them, to stab in the back, to blindside them, to vote them out. So then they switch alliances with the larger group, and make a strategic move to go with the other two people or other three people outside the alliance, so that they can actually vote out somebody in their old alliance. So therefore, they turn on each other, or they vote for the whole alliance, and then once the alliance is left over, then it's everyone fighting for themselves. Same thing with Amazing Race. Amazing Race, it's the same thing. Two teams of two people go and race around the world. 12 teams of two people race around the world. They create alliances that get them through it. This particular season I'm watching, there was an alliance of five groups of two. And they basically stood by their alliance and got rid of each other twosome out of the way. So now, all of a sudden, now the alliance is now broken. It's going to break. Because now there's only five people in the race. There's only five couples in the race. Five groups of two. And now they have no choice but to plot against each other now. That's why I said, alliances are temporary. Loyalty is forever. And now when it comes to the American Rebel, guess what? The Democratic Party, the liberal, socialist, communistic, oppressive Democratic Party, these people are built on only alliances. They're only built on alliances and alliances are based on, you know, the only ones that are actually loyal are the ones that have that loyal to the ideals, Pelosi, Schumer. But the whole party is fractured into alliances. So therefore, they have alliances with Black Lives Matter, the ACLU, NOW, National Organization for Women, other groups, such as PETA. They have alliances with teachers unions. They have alliances with other people too. They have alliances with other progressives. I mean, they have alliances with these people that are basically trying to get ahead, and they're trying to use the people that are stronger and have alliances with them then to get ahead. And we're seeing this as in Joe Biden is so-called president-elect, that all these people are in alliance with the Democratic Party. Why? Because they think Joe Biden is going to be, they stole the election, and number two, they think that Joe Biden owes them a favor, so they're going to be alliance with Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. So you see all the alliances with like Black Lives Matter and ACLU and all these other groups. All these groups now, all these other groups and special interest groups are on alliances, and now they're asking for, now that Joe Biden is so-called president-elect, they're turning on his picks. Joe Biden is clueless in regards to this. And he may be trying to be his own man, but he's not. And so therefore, when he's trying to be his own man, the people behind him go, "Hey, no, wait a minute. No, we cheated to get you in the White House. So now you owe us. You have an alliance, and you have to follow through with it. And then if not, we're going to call you on it now. We're going to turn on you now." See, for a long time, for the last 4 years, it's like a game of Survivor. They tried to get rid of the weakest people. And then Republican Party stayed strong for conservatives and other that. And then, so therefore, they stayed strong. And what happened is the alliance of Pelosi, Schumer, Bernie Sanders, all the other groups, and then have been plotting at this point in time to cumulatively steal an election. They have, and if Joe Biden is inaugurated as president, they will have effectively turned this stolen election, and they will effectively turn this country into a communistic state. And they will do it out of the alliances. However, the problem is the same thing that will happen, like this happened in Survivor, when the last alliance of three or four out of 32 people is at the end of the game. They're going to start turning on each other. They're going to start turning on each other. And they may even turn on each other before they even hit their alliance of three or four. And so therefore it's temporary. As compared to Trump supporters and America First, that people want a real America, that we're loyal. Nothing's going to stop us from not backing Donald Trump. Nothing's going to stop us from backing Donald Trump, at least for those that have a backbone. Because some Trump supporters may actually be intimidated by Antifa. Some Trump supporters may be intimidated by other forms of intimidation and bullying that the Democratic Party uses and the socialist progressives use. They will. They don't have a backbone to say, when they're called racist and when they're not racist, say, hey, I'm not racist, I'm an American. But some will not do that. Some won't have a backbone. But the ones that you can see it out there, folks, you can see it. You don't see a lot of people protesting in the lines of Joe Biden. You don't. All you see is Antifa, who are the bullies or the mobsters, the enforcers of the Democratic Party, and as well as the paid enforcers, as well as other groups out there that are the sheep and the tools for the Democratic Party to create anarchy. And you see them actually. That's the only ones you see out there, as compared to the thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans that voted Donald Trump in the first time, and like me believe that this election was stolen, and we are loyal to the halt of Donald Trump as well as this country, which is the most important part. America First. We want America First. We've had a taste of America First, and we want America First, as compared to government first and ideal and socialism first. We're loyal. We're not going to stand back. We're not going. You see it out there. We're out there protesting. We're out there in the cars. We're out there. I'm loyal out here. I'm doing day after day doing stuff, finding articles and putting them out for you guys to see that you don't see out there because the media is trying to hide it. I'm telling you, we are loyal. And we are not going to stop, no matter what you say to us, no matter what you do to us. Remember, I did a podcast called Bring It On. Watch it. Watch the podcast. Read that podcast. Listen to that podcast afterwards. It's called Bring It On. Bring It On. And no matter what you say or do, we're still going to do it. We're still going to be loyal to. We're going to still be loyal, no matter what, to the hilt. To the cause of a real America. We are still going to be loyal to the hilt to Donald J. Trump for giving us the America that we had for 4 years that America hasn't had for centuries, for decades, actually. And so therefore, we are loyal. Loyalty is forever. We're loyalty forever on it. But alliances? No. When you build your house and when you build your own power on alliances, you are doomed to fail. When you put your power in the hands of alliances, you will not maintain that power and you're doomed to fail. If you put your power in the hands of people that are loyal to you, you're going to be ahead every single time. Just like in life, just like in government, and just like in life, if you're loyal, nothing's to stop you from being loyal to that person. It's when you have alliances that are based on power and position. Because as soon as that person, here's the thing. I want you to understand this one big point. You ready for it? As soon as that person that you have an alliance with changes their status and they are no longer in a position of power or means to get you ahead, they will drop you and they will move to somebody else for more position and power. That's why we see a number of Republicans that are fair-weather Republicans that basically are part of the Washington swamp that actually decide that are Trump haters. But the thing is, they're trying, and that's their own problem because they are not doing it out of loyalty to Trump or loyalty to America. No, they're doing it. They're creating alliances. They're creating alliances with the Democratic Party and other people and Democratic Party for them to stay ahead in the game. And when you do that, you lose. This is where the Republican Party's lost so many times. They had the contract with America. They had a loyalty to do the contract. Once the contract was done, then all of a sudden they saw that the contract was done and the Democrats were getting the upper head, and the socialists and progressives were getting upper hand on it, and they were gaining more power in the House and Senate. So what some do? Some foolishly created, and they went from loyalty to alliance with the Democratic Party or liberal, progressive, communistic Democratic Party, in which in turn, when they did that, they doomed themselves and they lost their reelection bids. Because they changed their priorities from loyalties to alliances. You see, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as you switch that, you make yourself vulnerable. You shoot yourself in the own foot. Because a celebrity. You know, celebrities are out there, movie stars. Celebrities, entertainment stars, that type of thing. A majority of their life is basically based on alliances. They have the money, they have the power. They're gonna get them some movie spots. They're gonna work with them. They have an alliance with the manager. The manager gets them the jobs and the money and the fame. And then once the manager can't do it, guess what? They're fired. They don't have alliance with them people anymore, and they form an alliance with somebody else. They have friends that stick around them that are alliances. And what happens is once that person ends up not being at work anymore and is not popular, like a lot of celebrities are, are actually conservative. Once those celebrities turn conservative, they jump ship and they go from loyalty to alliances, and they go alliances with the ones that are more liberal. Because why? Because a majority of the entertainment world, including talk shows and that, are liberal based. And therefore, what happens is when that happens, then all of a sudden, then the whole world turns, and they drop them at the dime of a hat, and then all of a sudden, they get an epiphany to go to loyalty. Well, I've gone long enough on this. I've been 23 minutes on this, but I wanted to just make that point because this is a very strong point: that alliances are temporary, loyalty is forever. We need to stay loyal to America. We need to stay loyal to a true America, the way the true America is, like the true America that Donald Trump gave us, economy-wise, structure-wise, as well as border-wise and security-wise. We need that, not only for our safety and security, but for our own, but only that, only also for our own survival. Because a lot of these other countries are out there doing socialism, communism, and all, and other weak forms of small forms of socialism, whatever. Their economy and everything else is being tanked. There's dissension and everything. And we're following that path with Joe Biden. And what I'm saying is, for you, stick with the Alliance of America first. Stick with the alliance. Stick with the loyalty of America First. The loyalty behind Donald Trump. Because those loyal that loyalty will stick forever, and that loyalty will get us ahead as a nation. As in, if we stick with alliances with the people that just sound good to you and think that they're going to get you ahead by government programs, think again, you can get screwed. Again, thank you very much. This is the American Rebel. You have yourself a great day, a great week. Remember, get out there and let's show these communistic, socialistic, progressive oppressors of the Democratic Party that we are not going to take what's happening with the selection lightly, whatever the end product is, and we're not going to lay down while they try to lay down their own policies to destroy this country. So if you can, go out and protest, go out and rally. Donald J. Trump, be our commander in chief in regards to this civil war. Be our commander in chief in the civil war against those oppressors, and that we can and call to action, and let's all rally against these people. Not do anything mean. Don't do anything negative. Don't destroy. Don't harm. Don't harass, because that's what they do. That's what the liberal left does. That's what the Democrats do, and that's who they employ people like Antifa and other ones to do that too. Don't do that. But go out there. Go out there in droves. Go out there and show that we want America first. We want America first. Got it? We want America first, and that we are not going to, and even if you are in power of the liberal left and progressive, we are not going to stand by and be quiet while you destroy our country, while you implement your destructive policies on this country. And we're not going to be quiet about it, and we're not going to give you a moment's peace. We're not going to give you a moment's unity. No. And so therefore, stand up. Go out and protest if you can. Thousands and thousands. Let's make it so big Remember, there's more of us than there are them. Let's make it so proud, and let's go out there and protest. Cars, caravans, and that type of thing. If you have a Trump sign or a Trump banner, keep it up in your thing all for the next 4 years if Biden is inaugurated. Keep it up on there as proud as heck to show that it's America first. Put a sign that says America first on your window and put with a couple American flags. America first, and let them know that we are not going to take it. And so they can look at the TV, they can look outside the window, and they can see thousands and thousands and thousands of people not saying, hey, we're here, we're in your face, but we're not going to attack you. We're just going to show you that we are not going to go away. And then from people like me, hey, I'm going to be here loyal to each and every single day, or every other day, every single day. I find something new, I'm going to put it out for you. I'm going to put it out, just so that you know what you see, that showing you what you are not seeing by the media out there. They're paid propagandists of the Democratic, Socialist, Progressive, Communistic Party of Washington. And we're not going to put up with it. And I'll put it out there and keep it up. Flood their phone calls. Flood their phone lines. Flood their internet. Flood their websites and flood their webs and online, and flood everything, and let them know that we are not going to go away. We are not. This is Mr. Petey, the Motivator, American Rebel, saying let's keep this loyalty going and let's not ever go into alliances. Let's keep this loyalty so that we can push through what's happening here. To either get Donald Trump elected get the real candidate in for the White House, which is Donald Trump, through the right votes, and if by slim chance that everything is that the audits are done right and Joe Biden is still ahead, which is a very slim, impossible chance, but if it does, then we will still stand up against these oppressors and let them know that they could, no matter what they try to push on us, we are not going to go away, we are not going to be happy, and we're not going to let them know, we're not going to give them a moment's peace. And that includes you in the Senate, House and the Senate, the Republican Party. You need to stand in with America first, because you are our voices in there. And you need to have a backbone, you have to grow a set of balls. Peace out. This is again Mr. Petey, Motivator, American Rebel. Have yourself a great day. Make your life the best life possible, and make this nation the best nation possible too. Peace out. God bless, and let's keep it pressing, folks. Let's keep it going. America first.